You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, November 14th, 10 a.m. Willamette Floodplain Research Natural Area, Findlay Wildlife Refuge. A brief interlude of cloudless weather has displaced the persistent misty shroud that frequently conceals the Cascades in the east and the nearby peaks of the Coast Range from residents on the valley floor. The trees near the summit of Mary's Peak are frosted in silvery rime. Its bald mountaintop stands like a beacon against the blue sky, reflecting brilliant sunshine with the season's first enduring layer of new snow. Two red-tailed hawks circle against a cobalt background. The graceful ease with which they control their soaring flight through the nuanced adjustment of extended wing and tail feathers is a joy to observe. An expanse of level grassland extends to the horizon, spreading southward from this wooded viewing platform. Leafless Oregon ash trees dot the landscape, their woody skeletons providing the only relief in a 239-acre spread of remnant Willamette Valley floodplain prairie. This is sadly the largest remaining tract of what was once an extensive grassland forest community. Golden brown grassy stalks and seed heads bend against the brisk breeze flowing down the flanks of the coastal mountains. These prairie grasses have not yet been beaten down by winter's frosts, snow, and rain. There is plenty of natural cover for the abundant populations of mice, voles, gophers, and rabbits that spend their lives eating shoots, seeds, and roots and tunneling through the fine valley soil. It is understandable that there is so little of this land left in its natural state. The first travel-weary European pioneers found the land conveniently cleared and plow-ready. This unique habitat is a result of retreating ice sheets, numerous floods, and centuries of deliberate burning. In less than 200 years, so much land has been converted to agriculture that Willamette Valley wetland prairies in their original state are nearly extinct. The animals and plants that evolved to survive in these exacting conditions have either disappeared along with their environment or are struggling to adapt to new surroundings created by dams, tractors, plows, harvesters, pesticides, and herbicides. These are the tools used to appropriate more than 1 million acres of wetland prairie and riparian land for human use. Even this last remnant has been aggressively restored and must be perpetually managed so that it is not overrun by invasive species. The abundant population of small mammals that the wetland prairie supports is a magnet for the soaring red-tailed hawks and other carnivorous raptors. A large number and variety of these top predators migrate great distances to spend winters in the Willamette Valley. Several northern harriers or marsh hawks glide a few feet above the vegetation, scanning the ground for unwary prey. The faces of these birds have feathered circular discs similar to owls. It is thought that, like an owl, harriers rely on keen hearing to locate prey as they fly near to the ground. Two sleek white birds hover energetically above the prairie to the southeast. These are white-tailed kites. The Willamette Valley is the northernmost part of their range. They have been expanding northward for several decades. Further to the south, another larger bird hovers in place over the prairie. This is a rough-legged hawk, something of a rarity west of the Cascades. Rough-legged hawks breed in the Arctic tundra farther north than any other hawk species. They are specialists in capturing mice, voles, and lemmings, having smaller talons than other hawks. A harrier, jealous of the competition, suddenly attacks the rough-legged hawk from above. The two birds confront each other in the air, turning their bodies at the last minute, presenting extended talons. There's a brief mid-air feathery explosion before the birds separate. Chastised, the rough-legged hawk retreats to the naked branch of an ash to preen and recompose. ever wonder what the Christmas bird count is all about? Lane County Audubon Society is sponsoring an informative bird walk on Saturday, November 21st. Trip leader Davey Wendt has been a CBC team leader for South Central Eugene for many years. He'll explain how and why the Christmas bird count is done and take you birding in local cemeteries, golf courses, and other areas to get a sample of the birds in his CBC area. All levels of birders are welcome, from first-timer to expert. Meet at South Eugene High School at 19th and Patterson, rain or shine, at 8 a.m. The group will return by 12 noon. A small donation is suggested. If you have questions, contact Layla at 968-5533. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.